Here's More Poems for July by Dan Liebertson. From The Pitches on the Way, Bench Player. It's long past bedtime, but that's half the delight. Tented in my blanket, crackling radio at my ear as the Rochester Red Wings, minor league but mine, play the AAA World Series. Chitrone, Powell, Valentine. These names are spells to me. Conjure silhouettes alive against the blanket's weave, powered by streetlight rays and waves of applause trapped in my transistor like ocean in a shell. Clean-up batter swings and my blood sings along the arc, rocking heart pounding ribs as bat on ball cracks, and I leave my body to follow, rise through the cool night, evade opposing mitts, and land free and fair in the right field grass. Coming back, we rise like the red horse that wings over trees and fields. Pegasus, my dream mount, invincible as long as I keep just the right pressure on the radio speaker with my thumb. Too little or too much, and the sound smashes like a waterfall on rocks. Out in the night, the pitcher winds and speeds the ball in, but my grip bends its path, forces it to the bat. Mind power surges through my fingers to shape the game the Red Wings way. Bottom of the ninth and the count is full. Hold your breath, think home, and press. From a family album. Poet shows young nephew the High Sierra. Truly, it was a tarn. A word nearly as lovely as the banked alpine hills around blue-dark waters deepening the sky, the trees more piercingly rooted, much more steep, crown-side down than trunk-side up. You were skipping young across the felled pines, leaping astonishing distances rock to rock, as if you knew no weight, no care for the water, ice-cold, sinking below. You gave a wild wave, shouted, "Come on, old man!" laughed as the echoes died. "Not yet," I muttered, "not old yet." But at the first long gap, hips locked tight, thighs gave way, and I was alone with my reflections, the only world where I could still leap agile thought to thought. The depth of that tarn dwelt more luminous live than any shifting or rooted upper world. Jays flashing, clouds shaping, trees impeccably upright, sky filling the shores, each caught and held undiminished in depth long after upper passing. There you were again, suddenly as if risen from the actual water or landed from the sky, your face, your trunk, beside mine in both worlds. "This is so cool! I love this!" you and yourself blurted out. "Yes," I said. "Have you noticed how much more vivid the reflected world is than the real one? You could live and die in there." "Sure, Uncle Dan, and fish can fly up here, but what I want to know is, where can we get a good cheeseburger?" Both poems copyright Dan Liebertson, 2008-2006.